Want an instant snapshot of the economy? Go talk to a cab driver. Want to know what people think about a hotly debated issue? Go ask a cab driver. Cabbies are our Greek chorus, and now Chinese-American filmmaker Miao Wang has elevated them to a starring role in her new documentary, Beijing Taxi, which tells of three drivers as that city gets a massive makeover for the 2008 Summer Olympics. That makeover included English lessons for cab drivers, like Mr. Bai, who listens as he drives.
Have a nice weekend. Take care.
Take care.
Have a nice day.
Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Filmmaker Miao Wang joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me here.
We'll talk about each of the cab drivers, but all three of them seem to be, even before the Olympics start, seem to be observing kind of a new China, almost from a sideline, rather than really participating in it in a funny way. Is that, do you get that feeling?
Yeah, and that's why I also wanted to tell their stories, because I feel like there are a lot of people that don't necessarily get that slice of pie, that all those opportunities. They see that it's there, so, you know, they want it, and especially, I think, in one of the characters. But they are, in a lot of ways, kind of left behind. So. Yeah.
Well, the character that really wants it is a young mom in her 30s who's starving for a better life, the one she sees younger people seem to have. Then another driver, a male, also in his 30s, in a hapless car that constantly breaks down. And then you have 54-year-old Bai Jiwen. Let's start with Mr. Bai. As we said, 54 years old, so he's lived through a lot, and he seemed to like the old days better.
Yeah, I think it's a little hard for him to say, because, you know, it's the current life, obviously there's a better quality of living. You know, they don't have to, he doesn't have to worry about just basic subsistence anymore. But in some ways, for him, because he came from a mining, you know, his father was a miner and his grandfather also was a miner. So during the Cultural Revolution, he actually went to the army, became a Red Guard, but he missed out on the education. And in those ways, you know, he's kind of that generation of people that just missed out on everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So in a way, he resented that the Cultural Revolution interrupted his opportunity to be the first in his family not to be a coal miner.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, because he's stuck as a cab driver, he kind of resents the fact that, you know, at least back then, everybody had the same thing.
Exactly. You know, nobody had anything. Nobody had more than the other person, whereas now there's such a huge contrast in the rich and the poor. And he, because he missed out on all that education in his youth, there's no way for him to really be able to keep up with the pace of change right now.
But he tries. There's a scene where, you know, he tells you, I was a proletariat, now I'm a capitalist.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where he goes to buy stocks, and it's amazing because it's outdoors, people have the cash right in their hands, and there are people, you know, going to do this who don't really know what it means. They say things like, what, can I lose
what
my money?
What is this? Yeah, I love that scene. It's just like these people are just like, oh, stocks, what is it? Do you just make money, you know? And I love what he was saying, just like, well, you know, of course, if you bid the wrong ones, you're going to lose money, you know?
Which is a new thought.
Yeah.
So he tries to be involved with
testing with capitalism.
yeah. But we see that he's frustrated. The second cabbie, a woman, Wei Taixia. She's married, adores her child, her husband, not so much.
Yeah.
She's very candid with you, in fact.
Yeah. From actually the very first time I met her inside a cab, she really just told me so many things, you know, from everything from her marriage and relationship to her aspirations, and, you know, about how she was a teacher and then changed and now decided to be a cab driver. And she just constantly is on the search for freedom and for opportunities, you know, wants this free life.
One of the last scenes that we see her in, the Olympics is starting up, and the new song that's going to be the song of the Olympics is introduced. It's all about miracles and hope.
Yeah.
We watch her face. What do you see in her face?
To me, that song in a lot of ways also represents her aspirations, you know, and feeling of frustration also. I think her personality and just her story to me so much is both, there's all both a sense of loss and sadness, but also full of aspirations and ambition.
And yet after the Olympics, the two men progress more than she does. She starts up a clothing store, it fails. She goes back to driving, resigned to getting the only joy in her life from her daughter. And then there's Zhou Yi, your third cab driver. He's a big guy. When his car breaks down, he laughs it off. He seems to benefit from the Olympics. He ends up driving a big, beautiful bus.
Right. Yeah, he was driving actually Olympic tours during the Olympics.
And he seems to maybe, because he seems to go with the flow, benefit.
Yeah. No, this is part of the reason I chose these three different characters, because I wanted each of the characters to, in some ways, bring out different elements of Beijing and the different almost generations and different mentalities of Beijing, of the past and the present. Like for me, Zhou Yi really represents a little bit of the older Beijinger mentality, where things were much, you know, calmer, and it's kind of like that scene in the park where people just take their time and they go on strolls to the park and take their bird cages out. And to me, when I go back, I still, whenever I go to the park like that, I really, I miss those days too. And there's a sense of nostalgia I have also for those days, because now everything is, everybody is just so concerned with making money. Whereas Joey is, you know, he's like, well, I'm not that ambitious. I just really want to live a happy life. He's, you know, he likes to just go fishing, and he loves these dogs that he picks up on the streets, and he just has such a tender heart.
That's Miao Wang. Her new film about three taxi drivers in Beijing is Beijing Taxi. By the way, for listeners in our area, it's showing tonight at the Coolidge Corner Cinema in Brookline. For more information, go to hereandnow.org. Miao, thank you, and good luck with the film.
Thank you so much.